Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am Elizabeth Cookson, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com and make sure that you're able to go to my website, download my free 2012 monthly angel messages, and to get your daily messages from me, click on the blog tab and opt in for the RSS feed. You'll be so happy you gave yourself a gift that keeps on giving. That address again is Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. Today, your heart is going to be touched by my guest, Sue London, and her personal story of her overcoming challenges in her life. And today, we're going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. And before we begin, let me share just a little bit about Sue. Sue is known for helping people create the life that they desire, and she hosts a radio show here on Get Inspired and empowers audiences through her authentic and dynamic way of motivating and speaking. She encourages people to adopt a positive attitude and stay true to their dreams, and that's something that she's done successfully in her own life. Sue is an author, a Reiki master, and a spiritual life coach, and provides distant healing services around the globe to help people and animals. In her earlier adult life, Sue experienced a series of challenges, including Crohn's disease, abuse, life or death pregnancy, and a near-death experience. And being told that she only had 30 minutes to live. I mean, can you actually imagine that? So after all of that, she learned that her husband of 16 years had a girlfriend. Oh my goodness. I mean, can you, I can't even imagine what she was going through at this point. So at that time, she got a divorce, she became empowered, and she took control of her own life. And now she's beginning her healing and her disease has gone away. And not only did she survive, but she went on to thrive and create an entirely new life. Sue, welcome.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm so excited to be on your show. It's just wonderful. I'm so proud of you as well.
Thank you. And you know what? Before we get started, I want to share a call-in number with everyone. And that number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through our instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. So, Sue, I want to get started, my twin, and we can share with everybody. Sue's my twin. We share the same birthday, November 23rd, and how we met was quite funny, but in chatting with one another, we find out we have the same birthday and very similar experiences in our life as well. And Sue, you wrote a book, Soar Above It All, and you talk about the challenges that you face. So do you mind sharing a few of those challenges and how you were able to overcome them?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first big challenge that I had in my life was I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease in May of 89. And I thought it was the end of the world for me. but it turned out to be one of the greatest blessings that came to me. I was told I had Crohn's disease. It was incurable, but I went on to heal that disease that doctors will tell you is incurable. So that was the first thing that happened. Then I became pregnant with my second daughter in 1992, and doctors told me that there was a very small chance that I could even get pregnant, let alone carry this child. And at the few months into it, I became very sick, and my weight went down to just 80 pounds. And the doctors said to me, either I would live or the baby would live. They wanted me to make a choice, which one? So I made the choice of firing my doctor, and I got a new doctor, and that new doctor was an animal lover. And Elizabeth, you know me, I love my animals. And this doctor, he prescribed the best medicine for me, my dog Rocky. And Rocky came down to the hospital and helped me to, you know, find that strength and that will and courage to keep going. And I went on to deliver a beautiful baby girl that I'm just in the process of helping move into her first apartment. So lots of emotion around that. And then in 1996, I was having challenges with some funny symptoms that I couldn't explain. And I went to my doctor, and he said he thought I had torn a muscle in my stomach. Well, it turned out that while I'm in the waiting room going back again to the doctor hours later as it got worse, my intestine was about to burst, which it burst while I was in the emergency waiting room. It was not a good moment. And then they took me in and told me basically I had 30 minutes to live. And, you know, who do I want to say goodbye to? So, you know, when you have that experience, you really look at life differently. You really look at what's really important in your life. So then I went through that, and then I actually had a near-death experience where I, you know, went to that white light, the tunnel, and my grandpa stopped me and told me I had millions of people and animals that I needed to go back and help. And I came back, and it all, as you know, is happening, you know, with me having my own radio show and the work I'm doing now. And so I went through all of that, come out of the hospital about 5 months later to discover my husband had a girlfriend. And he had actually moved her in thinking that I was not going to ever come home again. So I got rid of him and they moved on. And, the whole time that I was with him, I was going through abuse. So there was a lot of stress with that. So the great story is that I went through all of that. I'm totally healthy. Baby's healthy, grown up, and I'm just so happy. And every day I get a thought and I'm manifesting it now. I'm happily remarried, and we are on this huge new chapter of starting a new chapter as, how do you say it, empty nesters. So I'm so excited.
And I can't imagine what it must have been like when somebody shared, when the doctor shared with you that your intestine had burst and that you only just had minutes to live. I mean, what went through your mind?
You know what? I looked back and I thought, would I have done anything different in my life? And I looked back and I could honestly say, you know, I always made a point of thanking people, telling them I appreciated them, telling them I loved them. And everybody knew that how I felt about them. So I didn't have any regrets about that. I was just feeling like, what will happen with my kids when I'm gone? That was the only thing, you know, the issue that I had. And I will tell you that, you know, at that time, I was married to somebody who was abusive. So I'm thinking like, what kind of a mother am I being? And, you know, going through that, and I'm in and out of hospitals, and my husband at the time, you know, he wasn't supportive of me. And what was wrong with me? It had to be about me, right? Because when people go through abuse, they think it is them. So I really did want to cross over. But if anyone was going to get through me, to me, it was my grandfather. And he stopped me and told me to come back. And because he was such a mentor and such an important part of my life, I listened to him. And I'm so grateful I came back. So I'm just so excited.
And you mentioned, too, that your grandfather was one of your guardian angels. Isn't that what you mentioned to me before? Yeah.
He's really, I know when basically, you know how we can get our butts kicked from our loved ones here and, you know, our children. Well, I find when my grandpa's kicking my butt on the other side now, I just start singing Amazing Grace. And I'm not a singer and my family tell me not to sing. So when I start just singing, I know that I'm channeling my grandpa saying, you know, Susie, you can do it. And it's so comforting for me.
Wow. And you know, with your daughter too, you knew that you had to make a choice between you and your daughter.
Yes.
And you fired your doctor.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a strong believer that everything happens in our life for a reason. And I knew I was pregnant for a reason. And that child went on to be one of the greatest teachers I would ever have in my life. So, I can tell you, I would not change one thing that I've been through. It's just been every step of the way such a meant to be.
Wow. And, you know, that's amazing because I do believe our children are gifts. And they also are here to teach us.
Yes.
And sometimes we just get so frustrated and so wound up about all the things that they do, right?
We
wish they would be a little bit different, but really it's about us accepting the way that things are and, you know, just being able to be in that present moment, which is just such a huge piece to be able to embrace. So many of us worry about our past. We worry about our future. And we just have such a hard time about being here and now. And,
yes.
You know, young children and animals are the perfect example for us about being present. And I know that that's one of the biggest things that, you know, you are very connected with your animals. Sort of it all. You know, you share the challenges that you faced. You talk a little bit about Rocky and Rocky's trip to the hospital. And those are some things that I definitely want to bring up here. But before we do that, I just want to let everybody know you are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Sue London. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Sue's going to share a little bit more about her book, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. She's going to let us know how she was able to cope with all those challenges that she had. And just as a reminder, you have an opportunity to come in and ask Sue some questions. So make sure you give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And if you're listening online, you can also ask your questions through our instant feedback on the feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds. I have more energy and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey.
ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
And we are back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson. And my guest today is author and inspirational speaker, Sue London. And we're going to talk a little bit about her dog, Rocky, and her book that's Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. Sue.
Yes.
I would love to.
Talk about dogs. Bring it on, girl. That's my favorite topic.
I know. I know. Our little furry friend that has healing and light. Why don't we talk a little bit about Rocky and how he helped you cope with all those challenges that you just mentioned.
Sure. Well, Rocky was a dog that came into my life totally again, another meant to be. I rescued him 8 months before I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease. He was a dog at 1 year old that was going to be put down because an owner simply couldn't keep him anymore. So when I heard that, I had to take this little dog in, and he became my little angel. So what happened was he did pet therapy with me. And for what people don't understand about pet therapy is that animals sense what we need. They give us the courage, they give us the will, the strength to keep going. They ease our pain. They give us unconditional love. So when I was going through the challenges with the horrific pain that's associated with Crohn's disease, Rocky would come up to me and he would, you know, lick me, or like a lot of times I'd be on the bed or on a couch curled up in a ball. And I would tighten my body and I would focus on how bad that pain was, where it was, how long it lasted. And Rocky would lick an opposite area to where the pain was so that it took my focus from that area and focused on him licking me. And so that was one thing he'd do. He'd also come up and he'd breathe really loudly. And it really showed me how important relaxation, meditation, breathing is so important when we're going through the pain. And I found that he also was great at helping me to get out there. Like, you know, he would actually nuzzle me, you know, push me to get me going, because some days were pretty tough just to get out of bed. And, you know, he was really good that he got me through everything, that, you know, from the disease to the abuse to, you know, coming down to the hospital when I was pregnant with my second daughter, the one the doctor said I wasn't going to have. And, you know, when I was pregnant, just knowing that Rocky was down on that patio, it just filled my body with this strength and this will and this determination to see that dog that, you know, again, I took my focus off of how bad things were to focus on, I'm going to see my furry friend and I'm going to hold him. I'm going to have him lick me and cuddle and that. So powerful, powerful stuff, having that dog in my life.
And, you know, and I have to agree because, you know, after I lost my daughter, our dog Henry was the same. It was so interesting. And, you know, they definitely see the spirits on the other side. I mean, there's just no question.
Oh, for sure. And people, you know, we should talk about that, Elizabeth, because a lot of people don't understand that.
Absolutely. You know? So my daughter was 9 months old when she passed away.
Yeah.
And just shortly after she had died, it was kind of interesting as a medium and an intuitive, you know, I was able to connect. And I know a lot of people say, no, it takes a long time. Well, I actually knew she passed away before I received the call.
Yeah.
And my dog was so amazing because shortly after her passing, I think it was only about a week, you know, the dog was looking over my head and just kind of like, oof, oof, just a mild little, you know, bark.
Yeah.
But when there's someone that the dog does not know or maybe doesn't like, I get the growl, the hair comes up on end.
Yeah.
And they're here to protect us.
Yeah.
And like you said, to heal us. And, you know, when I struggle or I have some difficulties in my life, you know, my dog is my best friend. Like you said, they come and they lick us and they're healing. It's almost like they're licking wounds that we cannot see with our eyes.
Yeah.
But they're like spiritual wounds that they're coming in and bringing that love, that light, that energy into us and healing us.
I mean, absolutely, for sure. I mean, we have three dogs now, as you know. We've got Molly, Willie, who are Shih Tzus, and our party puppy, Gus, who's a Shih Tzu. And I will not hire anyone until they've met my dogs. And if my dogs don't like you, you don't get a job with me. That's kind of like how it works. And we've just recently, as you know, Elizabeth, but the listeners don't, we've just gone through the process of selling our house. And when we were picking the real estate agent, she came over here and it was the dogs interviewing her. She didn't know it, but I was watching each one of them, how the dogs reacted, and they picked who we were going to work with, you know?
So. Yeah, it is. And, you know, today on my blog, I actually put a little thing up, Cesar Millan, and how Cesar Millan actually found it challenging initially to work with people. And it was because of trust and also because of the pack. He really likes the we. Right.
Yeah.
And what he shares is so many people are about the I, me.
Yeah.
And so what you find in a furry friend, whether it be a canine or a feline or whatever, is that they're about the we. They're about being groups. They're about sharing. They're about being present. And they have so much to teach us if we're willing to be present and to be open.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, being in the present, because that was the biggest lesson I had to learn. Because, you know, having Crohn's disease, I always was one that lived in the past or lived in the future, worried about the what ifs. And, you know, when you've got an animal with you and you just focus on them, they're making the eye connection with you, or, you know, they'll do things to get you to focus on just them. They are the best medicine for us. But that is the piece that people are missing, is being in the present moment.
And so here's our twin. Here we come out as twins again, right?
I know.
It's the same, right? After losing my daughter, I think one of the biggest lessons that I learned is I ran to a corporate job where I had a meeting at 8 o'clock. And I ran out the door. I was so focused on getting to my job that I didn't say, I love you to my children. I didn't say, I love you to my husband and to my dog. I was so focused on the future and making this meeting that, you know what, if I would have just taken a couple extra minutes and just kissed them all, loved them all, you know, that was the present moment. It was right there in front of me. But at that time, I was so focused on the future that, you know, I can't get that time back. And it's a lesson for me in being more focused, being more present. And by doing that, I love life because I'm not so focused on all the other junk that's around me, right?
Yeah. And, you know, isn't it interesting? Like, you and I both have had such horrific things happen in our past. And folks, we really are twins. Like, we have the same meal for our birthday dinners, same dog beds for our dogs. It's crazy, isn't it, Elizabeth?
It is unreal. It really is. Being in two different countries.
I know. But what I'm so proud of you about is that, you know, I think the worst thing somebody could go through is to lose a child. And you've taken that and turned that into a positive. And I have to tell you, I can't tell you enough, my friend. I am so proud of you for taking that experience and turning it into helping others. You're such a gift to our world. You need to know that.
Thank you so much, Sue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a journey. I'll say that.
It was
something that, you know, the next day I was all better. So it definitely has taken a little bit of time. Actually, her anniversary is coming up 4 years, and it's on Earth Day. And I thought, what a beautiful celebration that she gave me. Earth Day is on April the 22nd.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
4 years. Wow.
4 years. I know. It's been the... It seems like yesterday, but it also seems like a long time. So there's been a lot going on. Let me just get ready here. We're going to have a short commercial break, but I just want to let everybody know you are listening to Elizabeth Cookson from the Heart Radio. When we come back, Sue's going to share more about her amazing journey. I want to hear about this house that she was talking about for sale, because I think we've got some exciting stuff here about maybe creating a vision board. And as a reminder, I want to share the call-in number so you can ask Sue your questions. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through instant feedback area on the homepage of Transformation Talk Radio.com, and be sure to visit my website at elizabethcookson.com and sign up for my free 12 months of angel messages and join my RSS feed to receive your daily blogs of inspiration. And then remember, Sue's website is asksuelondon.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
With Elizabeth Cookson. I am still laughing about that bamboo toilet paper. I can't imagine how that feels.
You know what? I have bamboo socks and I love them. They are awesome. Yeah. Yes. So I bet you it'd be awesome. I bet you that's good stuff.
You know what? I'm going to have to go try it and I'll have to let you guys know how it is. So anyway, hey, Sue, can you share your website with our listeners? And I also want you to share a little bit about how they can purchase your book.
Absolutely. If you go to my website, it's AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, make sure that you sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for the free newsletter, you're going to get 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that are going to help you create the life that you desire. And these are the same things that I did to get to where I am today. So when after you've done that, then you go to my website to the, oh gosh, you got me on the spot. The site's just been changed. I think it's products, and you'll see the books tab, and you'll see my book Soar Above It All. That's the book about everything that I went through in my life, about my journey. And the two children's books, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, is based on my story of Rocky coming to the hospital when I was pregnant with my little girl, and how he helped me to get my health back. And then also Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book is a book to empower kids to get through their stuff. It's an affirmation coloring book. So that's AskSueLondon.com.
And you know what, Sue? Don't worry about which page it is. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. So everybody make sure you hook up with me on Facebook. And I'll be putting her links out there as well as on my blog tomorrow if you missed it today. And we'll get everybody hooked up with your book.
Sounds great. Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Well, you know what? Absolutely, my pleasure. You know what I want to hear about is this story you got about your house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Okay, you're going to have to stop me if I'm going on too long about it, though, okay? Because I'm so excited about it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So here's what happened. You talk about the power of visualization. This is exactly what happened in this whole situation. About, let me say, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, my husband and I were having an investment property build, a townhouse for investment. And we were at the property checking the framing and the wiring and approving that frame changes. And when we went to the house, Ross and I, my husband Ross and I said, you know, we've got one more baby at home. She's getting older. We're getting to the point she's going to finish college soon and start her own life in her own place. And we're thinking about downsizing. So a week later, we thought, you know what, that's kind of resonating with us. And we thought, you know, let's look into more about this. Well, I'm one that I manifest fast. Things happen fast for me. And my husband just rolls his eyes for the whole process. But then he says, oh, my God, you're so right. So this is what happened.
Hey, Sue, before you go on, just so people who do not know what manifest means,
yes,
why don't you share a little bit more about that? Because people are going now, okay, what does this mean and how are we going to get this, right? So
okay.
How are you manifesting?
Okay, so basically what happens, when you want to manifest something, you visualize, you get a picture in your mind what you want. I ask my angels, my loved ones on the other side to guide me to get that process to happen. I feel it and I believe it and I speak it as if it's already there. So I'm already got myself there, right? And because I'm a Reiki master, a little extra that I do is I do Reiki on helping the whole process happen for the highest good of us all at a quick speed, okay? Does that help?
Light speed, all right.
Okay, so what happened, Ross and I, we decided after we had made a visit to this property we're having built that we would drive around because we want a whole new start and we wanted to live in a whole new area, but we didn't know where we wanted to go. So we got in the car and we're talking in the car and Ross kept saying the word Winona in the middle of sentences. And I kept saying to him, why are you saying Winona? I don't know a place called that. I don't know someone. Do we know someone that name? And he kept saying, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, Ross, you keep channeling Winona. And so he's like adamant, no, I'm not doing this. He didn't even hear himself doing it. And so we're driving around and we decided that we were going to have a brand new house built. We were not going to get a one that was for sale, but we were going to have one built. So what we were doing was, again, I asked my angels to, and my grandpa Buck, the one who stopped me in the tunnel, to guide us to the right place that was our home. So we went to all these different areas where they were developers and the offices and checking out model homes, and every one of them didn't feel right. And we were almost ready to come home, and Ross saw a sign that there was a development being built in this one area. The arrow followed this bridge across the highway. And I looked over there and I said, there's nothing there but fields. There's nothing there. And he said, no, I really feel this pull that we need to go over there. So we cross the bridge, we get over the bridge, get at the stop sign and see this sign, welcome to Winona. We are both shaking at this point, right? And so I said, Ross, I feel like I'm home. And he said, you know what? This is it. This is where we're going to live. So we thought, okay, you know, we would go and check out the area first to see what there was. So we came across this Tim Hortons coffee shop and we went in and we said, can you tell us where your main street is, where we can find everything, right? He looked at us as if we had two horns growing out of our head and said, this is it. We are the town. So we're like, oh, this is perfect. You know, we're so excited because we're in the city now. We want a downsized, quieter life and that, right? And so then we went and we followed the sign to the developer's office, and we went in and they said they had one property left. And talk about meant to be, right? And
yes.
So then, and the property number was lot 49. I'm 49 years old. November, right?
What a sign. What a sign. Yeah. Bought it, right? You bought it.
Oh, my gosh. So here we are. And so, you know, Ross said, okay, well, this is the one. I said, I know. This is our new home. And normally we would have, in the other cases, we would have gone through a model home, checked it out. And we both knew by looking at the plans, that was our new house. It was this overwhelming, this is it, right? So we go in and we sign the forms. We're buying this house. And they said, well, don't you want to get, sign all the condition you get financing and, you know, mortgage set up? And we said, no, this is our home. And the guy was like looking at me like, oh, this doesn't normally happen. You know, like, are you sure? And we said, no, this is our home. So, okay, so then I went in to tell him who I was, and he's like totally understanding at this point why, you know, where, what everything was happening. So then we go and see the property, and we're just like so excited looking at this pile of dirt. And, you know, here's our lot. It's going to be our new home. And so we came home, and then we went through the process of saying that we're going to sell our house. So that's when we had a couple of the real estate agents come in and let the dogs interview them. And so the first one that came in, the dogs, it was great that that was the one we were going to go with. We knew right away. And she went on to tell us that her stepmother is a psychic medium. So I thought, perfect. That's exactly, you know, she's going to understand me and the way I work. So I said to her,
it's hard for anybody to understand either one of us, Sue, but
I
shot there.
So you can imagine my poor husband, Ross, at this point, right? He's rolling his eyes. Oh no, here goes Sue, right?
Yes.
So I said to the agent, I said to Debbie, now here's the deal. If we're going to sign with you, this is what I need you to do. I need you to visualize that we are having a fast sale, that we have like one day maximum of showings, because I hate keeping a house in stage proof condition with kids, and I don't like housework and having dogs, and you know, I just didn't want, that's the process I don't like. So I said, you got to visualize that part goes fast. She says, I need you to visualize. I said to her, you need to visualize that we're going to get this certain amount for it. And she said, oh, Sue, you know what? I understand where you're coming from, but even the bigger houses are not getting that amount of money for their house. Just know that. I said, no, you need to know who you're working with. I need you to visualize that number and all of these steps. So she was going with me. Here's Ross rolling his eyes like, oh, here she goes again, right? And so what happened, long story short, the sign went on the lawn on Wednesday. We had the first offer came in 2 hours later. The second offer came not long after that. The third offer came not long after that. We had sold our house by late afternoon, early evening, and it was for the exact number that we visualized, that was $30,000 over the asking price. The agent said, I can't believe it. So now my husband says, okay, can you Reiki everything for me now and visualize this for me? And my daughter was getting her first apartment, and she was having some challenges at, you know, you go see an apartment and it's gone right away. So I said, do the same thing we did. And she did that. And within hours, she found out she got the apartment she wanted. So now we're on the process part of, we have nowhere to live, effective July the 26th. Our new house was supposed to be ready January the 10th, and it's been moved up to December 14th now. But I keep hearing that the house is going to be ready sooner.
And well, you know what? Hey, Sue, we need to take a commercial break, but while we're on break, I'll do a little psychic work for you. We'll figure out exactly when that house is going to be ready for you. This is Elizabeth Cookson with From the Heart Radio, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have a little bit more about Sue, and she's going to give away one free gift, so make sure you come back. Stay tuned.
Never lose our young.
as many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
And we are back on From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Sue London. And Sue, you've got a gift to share for our first caller.
I do. I will, the first caller will get a copy of my book, Soar Above It All. I'll personally autograph it for them. And you just have to call into the station and give your information and I'll get that out to you.
Awesome. That is absolutely perfect. Now back to the exciting stuff of selling your house. Your daughter all hooked up, getting ready now for her to move on in her life. Yeah. And you know what, I would love to just hear maybe a simple technique that people can use, you know, for creating what they desire.
Sure. Well, I would say, you know, first of all, you need to know, each one of you listening, that you can create whatever it is you want. And you need to know that you deserve whatever you want. So if you want like the world, you can have it. You just have to know you deserve it. So that's the big part that was my first step, was knowing that I deserved it. So here's some techniques for, you know, visualizing and attracting. You can make a vision board, and on your vision board, put on your board what it is that you want in all the areas of your life. Don't hold back. Don't think small. Put it on there. You know, when Ross and I were wanting to sell our house and to get this new house, What we did, we got the plans for our new house and we stuck it on our vision boards. And, you know, we knew within hours that everything was all processed and that was our house. So that's how I speed up the process. Now, not all of you do Reiki like I do, but if you have Reiki, it's energy healing technique, then you can do Reiki on whatever you want to attract. That's another powerful thing. And I also teach that too, by the way, if anyone wants to learn that. So that's another step you can do. You also want to feel it and believe it. And, you know, Elizabeth, you were talking about being in the present moment. That is key, because if you're in the present moment, then you will be aware of when things come to you. For example, when Ross kept channeling Winona, you know, that's not an ordinary thing. And that was us getting a message. That's where we were to go. And then when we found that that's the sign of where we were to live, that, you know, was our confirmation, and we watched how we felt inside. So, you know, you just know when something's right by how you feel. So be aware of that inner feeling you have, and that will be your confirmation as well. Something else that you can do is to keep yourself in the present moment is there's a technique that I did, and I'm not going to take you through the whole visualization now, but when you go to my website and download the sign up for the free newsletter, you get these weekly videos. One of the videos is a technique called being in the present moment meditation. And basically what you're doing is you're sitting in a quiet space, do it as long as you want, as short a time, and you start off by focusing on one spot. You put all your focus on this one spot, and then you really, you know, look at that spot, the color, the texture, you know, if it's a wall, look, is there like a crack and every detail about that area that you're looking at. Then you use your other senses. So for example, then while you're looking at that spot, you would add what you hear. So while you're looking, you listen to what you hear, and that's helping you to get grounded and present. But then while you're listening to what you hear and what you see, you add in what you taste, what you feel, what you smell. You're adding all your senses in. And that's a really powerful technique that you can do anywhere. You can even, for all you busy moms, you can even be on your sitting on the toilet in the morning doing this for 2 minutes.
Nice.
I know, but you know what? Like everyone says, a lot of people say, I'm so busy, and everyone is busy in their life. So this is something you can do simply even sitting, you know, there. Just don't do it while you're driving, right? But this is something that will help you to be in the present moment so that you are aware of all of the things coming to you. And that's really, really been the secret of me manifesting and becoming aware and, you know, listening to the guidance that my angels have given me. And it's the best thing that everyone can do, and everyone can do these things. I always say, if I can do it, y'all can do it.
and they can. And you know what I found personally is that I was so, and speaking of sitting on the throne, right? I was constipated in my thought, right? Because what happened is all I could do was just wrap my head around, I want it.
Yeah.
Instead of, like you said, really imagine holding it, smelling it, tasting it, feeling it, right? And not from a place of lack, but from a place of gratitude, right? Not that you lack it and that you have it. And when I got out of that mindset, right, that's when things started to flow. But it took a little bit of time for me to realize, it's not because I'm in this place of like, I need it now.
Yeah.
You can say I want it and I want it now, but it's from a place of, hey, I'm ready for it, bring it on, or something better. Well, and it's amazing how it just shows up.
Well, and you know what else I also add? Like I do meditation every morning and I always ask for the highest good of all involved. Yes. And so I'm putting it out there that, you know, God, his angels, the universe, whatever your belief systems are, that they know what we need better than we do a lot of times. And, you know, did I think that we would be having two brand new houses built right now? No. Did I think that we would sell our house within hours? I had a strong feeling. Do I know where we're going? No. But we'll have to talk about that after the show, Elizabeth. But, but you know, I do know that, like, I am being supported and protected, and my angels would not let me be put in a bad place or living in my car. You know, I do know, I feel intuitively we're going to be going somewhere for a 3-month period, and that our house will be built earlier and we'll move in earlier. I know it's just all good.
With me, Sue?
What's that?
Is it a hint you want to come and live with me? That's okay. I've got space.
Well, you're going to get me, Ross, and the three dogs.
Hey, that's okay.
What's having another dog, right? Henry would love it.
Exactly. You've got plenty of space for them to run around.
You know what? You're all listening to that, right? So I'm going to hold you to that, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Because I reported, I'm going to be held to the fire on this one, right?
Yeah.
No worries. So you know what? We've only got a couple minutes left, Sue, and I know you've got a couple speaking events, or at least one here coming up in April that I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, well, you know, if you are in the Burlington, Ontario, Canada area, you can check out, I'm doing a talk on Wednesday, April the 18th. It's happening. I think we're having to change the location because I think it's going to be a bigger group coming. But at this point, it's happening at the Nutritional Body Care Wellness Center. If it's not in their space, I think it's going to be right next door. But the details will be on the website if we change it. And I'm basically going to be giving a free talk. Y'all can come out and hear my words of wisdom and my inspiration. And we'll be sharing tools and techniques. And I'm going to be doing a book signing after that. And I've got lots of other events coming up for the fall, and I'm looking at doing something for May that we're just kind of firming up now. So lots of stuff happening in the fall that you're going to have to tune into my radio show, or I'll have to come back, Elizabeth, and I'll share some big things that are in the process of
unfolding.
Unfolding is a good word. Thank you.
And everybody, make sure you go. It's AskSueLondon.com.
Yes, and you'll have to check out my show, which is on Thursdays. Right now it's at 6 o'clock, but on May the 17th, it's changing time to 5 p.m.
And that's going to be on Thursdays, right, Sue?
That's right, here on our same station.
Awesome. All right, well, gosh, this show went by really fast. And, you know, today my intention was really to have everyone experience Sue's heartfelt story and her strength and how she overcame challenges in her life. And all the amazing blessings that she's experienced, because why? She said yes to the present moment. As a reminder, I want you to visit my website at elizabethcookson.com and check out the free monthly angel messages. And best of all, I want you to check out my blog. If you have not gone out there and checked out my blog, I do it every single morning. It is my form of prayer to all of my listeners and all those followers that I have, that I ask for the best intention each day, and I share that on my blog. So make sure that you go out there and check it out. And honestly, this is the best gift you can give yourself and to give your friends. So remember that struggling and feeling stuck is only just a limitation that we create, right? So allow life to flow through you and enjoy the journey. Allow that extra little magical moment to enter your life. So I want to thank my guest today, Sue London, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. And next week on From the Heart Radio, my guest will be Dr. Joanne White, sharing her book, Mastering the Art of Success. And she's going to be sharing and speaking a little bit about becoming your own success guru. I cannot wait. So I look forward to inspiring you to live each day from the heart. On behalf of my guest, Sue London, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have-
have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.